Good morning, New Hope. 8:30 crowd. How's it? All right. Awesome. Well, hey, if you're new here, as Brandon just mentioned, we're in a series called Stress Less. And what God has been doing, he's been teaching us how we can stress less. Now, psychologists tell us that there actually is good stress in our lives. If you didn't have some stress in your life, you wouldn't go to work. If you didn't have stress in your life, you wouldn't. If your mic didn't work all the time, you wouldn't have. Never mind, I'm having some stress right now, so this I'm just going to preach to myself. But we all have stress. So let me ask you this at all of our locations. Have you been stressing about anything lately? Yep. Yep. I'm stressing with my mic not working. Anyhow, it reminds me of the story. I might move around on the stage because we had a transition, and if we move to different parts of the stage, it may work a little bit better. So, but it reminds me of the story of this Texan, and he was a very wealthy Texan. He had a lot of money, and he was very eccentric, so he was having this huge party at his house, and he wanted to show off his swimming pool in the backyard because this swimming pool was shaped like the state of Texas. So he says, hey, y'all, come on out in the backyard. I'm going to show you my pool. And so everybody came out in the back, and as they peeked into the pool, they noticed there was tons of alligators and water moccasin poisonous snakes. And he says, hey, y'all, you know we like to have good fun over here. So if any of you swim from one end to the other end of the pool, I will give you whatever you want. Well, within a minute, he hears this big splash, and to his surprise, he sees this guy swimming from one end to the other, and this guy's swimming, and he's dodging the alligators, and the water moccasins are coming towards him, and he's just missing them, and he gets out of the pool the nick of time, and this wealthy old man's like, man, buddy, you are one brave soul. He's like, well, I'm a man who is true to my word, so I'll give you whatever you want. What do you want, son? And he says, what I want is the name of the person that pushed me in the pool. And you know, that's kind of the reality of our lives, is sometimes we feel pushed into unexpected problems. Isn't that right? You know, you get married and you're like, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. He's so perfect. And then you get to know each other really well and you're like, I want to kill him. And these unexpected issues start to happen in relationships. You have kids, you're like, oh, it's going to be so amazing. My kid's going to be perfect. And I'm going to raise them in God's ways. And they're never going to stray and be a prodigal. And praise the Lord. And then your kid goes sideways and starts getting mouthy with you and starts to do things that you wish they'd never do. And these unexpected problems happen. Finances are going well or job's going well. And then all of a sudden there's these changes. We all can be pushed into unexpected problems, and those problems can cause us to stress. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to look at a story in the Old Testament of a guy who is very stressed, he's very insecure, he had lots of feelings of inadequacy, and his story is found in Judges chapter 6 and 7. And so let me tell you the backdrop of this story, because it's about a guy named Gideon. He's actually a young man. And I want to tell you why he was stressed, and I'm telling you, as you hear this story, you will be able to relate, because I can totally relate to this story in so many ways. Let me tell you the backdrop. So this guy Gideon was scared of this enemy. I'm going to move over here. This enemy nation, this might help with the mic, called the Midianites. Now, let me tell you about the Midianites. 200 years prior to this time of Gideon's life, his family group, the Israelites, had prospered because they were close to God. They had a relationship with God. Things were going great, and God was blessing them. So they were overcoming the Midianites. Well, in their blessing, the Israelites did what many of us do. When God blesses us and our problems start to simplify and ease, we start to pull away from God. We start to say, God, I got this. It's all good. And that's what the Israelites did. And so God, watch this, he removes his hand of blessing on the Israelites. And I'm going to say something that we don't want to hear, but when we pull away from God, sometimes he will never leave you or forsake you, but he'll remove his blessing off your life. And that's exactly what happened to the Israelites. And it was for a purpose. So here's what happened. The Midianites now start to increase in numbers. The Bible says they got so large, they were like swarms of locusts. Whereas the Israelites, because God's blessing was removed, they started to dwindle in number. So now this huge enemy, the Midianites, are now giving the Israelites a really hard time for 7 years. They're stealing, they're destroying their crops, their farms, they're killing the Israelites. And so that's when the Israelites go, okay, we need to humble out, man. We need God. These problems are too much for us. It's like sometimes you go to church because you got problems, right? That's not always a bad thing. And so they humble out, they call out to God. God sends an angel of the Lord to talk to a young man who's inside a wine press. Now, in a wine press back in the day, you would press grapes to create wine. But Gideon, this cowardly, stressed out dude, is threshing wheat in a wine press. Now, back in the day, you don't thresh wheat in a wine press. So the question goes, well, why is he in this wine press? It's because he was freaking out. He was stressed. He's insecure. He's afraid that the Midianites are going to come attack him. And this is what God says to, or what the angel of the Lord says to Gideon. Take a look at this. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, say this with me all of our locations. He said, the Lord is with you. Say it with me. Mighty warrior. Okay, put yourself in Gideon's shoes. You're hiding. You're threshing wheat.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid.
And this angel says, you're a mighty warrior. The Lord is with you. And you're going,
who is he talking to? I'm not a mighty warrior. I'm a wuss. I'm a wuss, man.
And if the Lord is with us, how come we have so many problems? You ever felt that way? God, if you're with me, then why are there so many problems in my life? You ever felt that way? I have. And so that's why Gideon was afraid. Now, it's interesting when God, through the angel, calls Gideon a mighty warrior. Up until this point, Gideon hadn't done anything significant. He hadn't killed a giant like David did. He hadn't led the Israelites out of Egypt like Moses had. He'd done nothing significant, yet God says, you're a mighty warrior. And that's why Gideon's going, I don't feel like one. And that's why we don't feel like one. So why in the world would God call you or call me or call Gideon a mighty warrior? Here's why. Because God knew deep down inside of Gideon, he was a mighty warrior. Because watch this, because this is the same as true for you. God created him to be a mighty warrior. Listen, God created you to be not a warrior for Christ, a mighty warrior for Christ. When God looks at you today, he's saying this, you're a mighty warrior in my army. That's who you are. And you're going, I don't feel like a mighty warrior. I'm freaking out, man. I'm stressed out. They didn't have any sugar at the coffee table. Yeah? And God goes, well, just because you feel that way doesn't mean it's true. Don't always trust your feelings. Your feelings lie. You may want to write that down. Your feelings lie. Folks, don't always take counsel from your feelings. Take counsel from who God says you are. You're a mighty warrior for Christ. Everybody say, I'm a mighty warrior. That was really good. First service said this, I'm a mighty warrior.
It's like, wow, you're real believable.
All right, so watch this. So then God says to Gideon through the angel, he says, I want you to go fight the Midianites. Let me put this into perspective. History tells us that the Midianite army was probably 135,000 soldiers. This was Gideon's army, 32,000. Question, is Gideon's army outnumbered? Big time. Would that stress you out? Big time. Would you feel like a coward? Yeah. Just by the numbers. Like, I'm not a coward. Just look at the numbers, dude. We're going to get slammed. And so Gideon's army was outnumbered, and this is when Gideon's insecurities start to amplify, and he shares his feelings of inadequacy and excuses. And folks, we've all done this to God. I've done it. You've done it too. When God asks us to do something significant, look what he says. Pardon me, my Lord. How can I save Israel? You want me to lead that army? My clan? We're like the weakest in Manasseh. We're a bunch of losers. And not only that, I'm like the least in my family. I'm a double loser. You want me to do that? And like, I'm stressed. I'm insecure. I'm not good enough. God, you've got the wrong guy. And maybe you can relate to Gideon's insecurities. I mean, I sure can. I'm just going to be real candid with you. Everything that God's asked me to do, almost everything, I have felt insecure about. Even little things. God says, Dave, read through the Bible in a year. I can't do that. I don't like reading, man. I don't understand it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not disciplined enough to read through the Bible. And man, was I wrong? I can. With God's help, He's helped me read through the Bible 19 years in a row. I'm just as shocked as you. God says, Dave, I want you to serve in a ministry. Whoa, you got the wrong guy. God, I'm still a pretty good sinner, man. You've seen me. Like, I'm terrible at praying. You want me to serve in a ministry? What if they ask me a Bible question? What if they ask me to pray? No way. God's like, come on, serve. He nudges me. How about this? Dave, this is 6 years after being a Christian. Dave, I want you to leave your career of 10 years and become a senior pastor of New Hope Windward. I was freaking out. Oh, God, I'm going to ruin those people. I had preached 6 Bible messages in my entire life. I never even put sermons together. I had downloaded them from the internet. I had never read through the Bible. And God puts me in, he says, hey, I want you to, you know, lead this church. Dave, I want you to be the chairman of a Bible college for 7 years.
I've never chaired a board.
And I'm telling you, God will ask you to do things, and if you're just human, you and I will feel like Gideon. That's why I love Gideon. I'm like, dude, I get you. And so if you feel insecure because you have changes on the job, you're having changes in your health, you're having changes and problems in a relationship, and you're feeling inadequate and you're stressing, welcome to the human race. It's quite normal. And so you may want to write this down because we don't think this, but God loves to use, say it with me, all of our locations, insecure, unsure, fearful people like Dave Barr to do his work. God loves to use insecure, unsure, fearful people. In fact, God kind of shies away from the prideful people. Hey, God, I want to preach at New Hope Windward. Give me a mic. How's it, New Hope? Instead, he's like, hey, Dave, I know you don't want to be on stage. You're the one I want to use. And so some of you, God's been nudging you, and he's been saying, hey, I want you to lead a small group at New Hope Windward. Can't do that. God's going, yeah, you can. Push through your insecurities. Push through your fear. We just had a huge change in our church. This morning, we, at our Kaneohe location, we had to pull 40 brand new rolling bins out of 2 27-foot trailers into 10 theaters and set up. It was mayhem this morning. But our amazing leaders and volunteers pulled it off. We've had a few mic problems, but big deal. We've had some added stress, but you know who's come through? Jesus Christ. And everything's coming together just for you and for his glory. Amen? And thank you, volunteers. You rock. I love you. Go to any battle with you any day. So the next time you're feeling stressed, you need to just go, hey, God uses insecure, unsure, fearful people. And that's okay. Now, Gideon did not feel like a mighty warrior. And when God asks you to do something, you may feel that way too. So let me ask you this. What fear has been keeping you from doing what God's been nudging you to do? What fear? Maybe it's as simple as read through the Bible or read the Bible daily or go ask that person to forgive you. Or go to guest services after service and sign up to serve in a ministry. Or fill in the blank, whatever. Manage your money God's way, he says. I can't do that. Whatever he's asking you to do, I encourage you, push through that feeling of insecurity and fear. Kind of reminds me of a story I heard of an eagle. There's this eagle that was born in a chicken coop, and he was raised with a bunch of chickens. And so for years, he pecked like a chicken, he ate like a chicken, he balked like a chicken. That's all he had ever seen. But one day, this eagle looks up in the sky, and he sees this eagle soaring in the sky. And something inside of him was speaking to him. And he had this feeling like, I was created to do more than what I'm doing here on the ground. I was created to soar like that. All these doubts started to rise in his mind, but he got up the courage and he told his chicken buddies that he was going to soar like an eagle. So they laughed at him. They're like, are you kidding, man? You can't soar. You're just a chicken. You act like a chicken. You're afraid. Chicken, you're stressed out like a chicken. Look around you. You live in a chicken coop, dude. You're not an eagle. But something deep inside said, this isn't who I am. This is not who God created me to be. I was made for more. There's another plan and purpose for my life. And so he started to notice that his wings were longer than the other chickens in the coop. And they were wider and stronger. So one day he's like, I'll just start flapping them. So he starts to flap his wings back and forth. And all of a sudden, he starts going fast enough. He starts to lift up a little bit. He's like, whoa. And then, whoa. And he crashes into the chicken coop. All of his chicken buddies look at him. They're like, bark, 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 bark. We told you, man. You can't. You're not an eagle. Look at yourself. You can't fly. He was so discouraged because he tried to do something new, something that he felt uncomfortable and inadequate to do. But he didn't give up. He kept praying. He kept believing. I know that God has more for me than what I'm doing now. So he kept flapping his wings. He kept practicing. And one day as he was flapping his wings, all of a sudden he started to fly up out of that chicken coop. And he's like, whoa. And he's flying and he starts to catch the drift of the wind. And he's soaring higher and higher as he's following this sense in his heart that he was made for more. And then all of a sudden, his chicken buddies are far in the distance. And he realized because of his courage, because he didn't give up, because he believed that deep sense inside that he was made for more, he realized he was an eagle. And he overcame the circumstances in which he was raised. Now, I tell you that story because that's a parallel to our lives. Many of us were raised in environments where we were not encouraged. We were raised in environments where we were discouraged. We were verbally, sometimes physically, or even sexually abused. And we don't feel like an eagle. We don't have an eagle mentality. We have a chicken mentality. And we feel limited. We feel insecure and inadequate. And we stress more than we stress less. Listen, don't miss this. You are a mighty warrior for Jesus Christ. That's who you are. That's who he made you to be. And you may not feel like an eagle, but God says you are eagle. You're an eagle. You're like, what are you talking about? Take a look at this verse in scripture. Isaiah 40 says this. It says, those who wait for the Lord. And what that means is that you look for him and you hope in him. Listen, if you weren't looking for God, you would not be here today. You're drawing closer to God. You're trying to put your hope in him. And here's a promise to you. When you wait for the Lord, you have relationship with him, you will gain, say it with me, strength from God and new power. They will lift up their wings like you're an eagle. And that means you rise up close to God. And they will run and not become what? Weary. And those problems you're going through, they will walk and they will not grow. Listen, don't miss this. God is saying this to some of you. You're going through some pretty gnarly problems right now, and God's saying this to you. You're waiting upon me. I'm giving you new power. I'm giving you new strength. You're not going to be a chicken in that problem. You're a mighty warrior. I made you to soar. You keep waiting upon me, I will help you become who I made you to become. You're not a wuss, you're a warrior. You're not a coward, you're courageous. You're not weak in me, you're strong. I've got you, you're gonna get through this, and you're gonna soar above that problem, and you're gonna become closer to me and more like me, and you're gonna say, I'm no longer a chicken! Amen?
Amen. Some good preaching right there.
I'm not going to become a chicken.
That's funny.
You know, because some of us, we're just living afraid and worried and stressed. And we've got this chicken mentality. And I want you to fight that. And so we've got to do that. So listen, the next time you start stressing this week, here's what you need to do. You need to stop rehearsing and nursing what happened to you, how you're mistreated, how hard it is, how unexpected it was, whatever it is that's stressing you out. And trust me, I know, I have to do this too. And then you just got to go, you know what? I'm going to check my birth certificate. My birth certificate says that I was created by God, formed in my mother's womb. He made me. And he made me in the image of God Almighty. So I am mighty, made in the image of God Almighty. In fact, he calls me a mighty warrior. I don't always feel like that. But my feelings often lie to me. And so I'm not going to take counsel from my feelings. I'm going to take counsel from God's word. And what God's word says is that I'm a mighty warrior. That I'm not a coward. I'm courageous. That I'm not weak, but that I'm strong. And even if I feel weak, I'm strong in him. Hope this is encouraging you. And you know what? I'm going to rehearse that he's with me. He's going to help me. I'm going to think back on all that he's done in my past life. And I'm going to get through what I'm going through. And I'm not just going to survive. I'm going to thrive. And you start talking that way, let me tell you, you're going to start stressing less, for sure. And so I wish I could say that's exactly how Gideon responded. But Gideon responded like many of us do. Look at how Gideon responds when he finds out he's got to fight this army. He does this. He's freaking out. And so then God says this to him. The Lord said, peace to you, Gideon. Don't be stressing, man. You are not going to die. And I love this. Picture this. So Gideon built an altar there, and he named it. It was an altar there to the Lord, and he named it. Say it with me. The Lord is. Now watch this. One of God's names, which means this is who God is he's the God of peace. The word peace in the Bible is shalom. It means tranquility. It means calm. God is shalom. If you're a Christian, the spirit of shalom lives in you, the Holy Spirit. That's who God is. So this is why sometimes you can have really stressful circumstances outside in your outside world, but inside you feel shalom. You feel peace. And you're like, why do I feel peace? It's because that is the Lord of peace. Now, here's what God's saying to some of you. Because this is what he told me this week when I was writing this. He wants you to catch this. God is saying this to you. Don't miss this. My peace is coming to you. So you don't need to be fearing what you've been fearing. I'm the Lord of peace. My peace is coming to you. So hold on to that promise to quell your fears and your stress. You meditate on this. You rehearse this. Because this is what's going to happen. I'm going to help you. You're going to get through that problem that you're going through. You're not going to die. You're going to make it through that problem. Can I get a good amen? Amen. And so, now, this was something that Gideon needed to hear. Because let me throw in context again the situation. The Midianite army is 135,000 soldiers. Gideon's army is 32. So Gideon does what God says. He's like, okay, I've been freaking out, but I'm going to obey you. I'm going to do what you're saying to do. He gathers his army of 32,000 people. And guess what God says? God says, Gideon, you got too many soldiers. And, you know, if we're Gideon, we're like, no, I don't. 135 to 32K. God's like, you got too many. Listen, if you go fight them, you're going to take the credit and I won't get the glory. Then you'll put your faith in yourself. In your ability, catches, in your ability to solve problems, not in what I've done in your life. So here's what I want you to do, Gideon. I want you to go to your 32,000. I want you to ask if any of the soldiers are afraid. And if they're afraid and stressed, they can go home. Send them home. So Gideon goes to his 32,000 soldiers. Hey, how's it, guys? You sure I have to say this? Hey, any of you guys afraid to fight the Midianites? And they're like, and 22,000 soldiers lift their hands. One guy's wetting his pants. I just made that part up. Painting the picture. And Gideon's like, okay, God said you guys can go home. Thank you! They rush away. Now Gideon's army is down to 10,000 soldiers. What does God say? Gideon, you still got too many soldiers. What? No, we don't. 10,000 to 135. The odds aren't good, God. He's like, Gideon, here's what I want you to do, okay? You take your soldiers, you send them down to the river because they're thirsty. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to separate the soldiers who drink a certain way from the ones who drink another way. Gideon's like, okay. He said, so the soldiers who get down on their knees and they stick their head into the water like a dog and drink that way, and the soldiers who get on their knees, I want you to send those guys home. So you can imagine Gideon, all these guys are going down to get water, and he's like, oh, God, please don't get on your knees. Please don't drink like a dog. Please. And 9,700 guys do this. And you know, Gideon's like, no! 300 guys stand, and they drink the water the way the Lord said they could stay. So if they cup it, and they're standing, those guys stay with you, and that'll be your army. So here's the size of Gideon's army now. He got 300 dudes that drank water by standing and cupping it. Right? Put yourself in Gideon's shoes. Question, would your stress increase? Yes. So God goes, good. Now you fight the Midianites. I would freak out. But he knew that God told him that he was going to win. That's all, folks, listen, all he has is God. I'm dying if you don't help me. And some of you are in a problem that is so bad and so big that you're like, there's no way this can get solved unless you do something. My marriage got that way 5 years ago. I'm like, I think it's going to end. And if you don't do something, God, I've tried everything. If you don't do something, it's over. And God showed up, and over time, God resurrected my marriage. And question, who gets the glory for my marriage today that's going so well? Who gets the glory, me? Not even. I know it was God. I was there. It was bad. God gets the glory. And God goes, and did your faith grow, son? Totally. Do you trust me more? Yep. Are you stressing less? A lot less. You're a powerful God. That's why God will allow these problems. So here's the point I want you to catch. I think you guys need to take a picture of this or write this down. This is so important. Sometimes the way forwards, it often feels backwards. Or it is backwards. Sometimes the way forwards to your miracle, to your problem, to you, your stress reducing is often backwards. And this is going to speak to you because some of you are going, God, we're trying to get forward movement in my marriage, but my marriage seems like it's going backwards. Or, God, I'm trying to get forward movement in my finances, and then my car broke down. Now we got more bills. It's not going forwards, it's going backwards financially. Or God, my kid is going sideways and I've been praying and we're trying to help them and they're not getting better, they're going backwards. God, why? What's happening? Sometimes the way forwards through a problem is often backwards. So we've all seen a slingshot, right? In order for a slingshot to work, what has to happen? The band has to be pulled backwards in order for what? For it to be thrusted forwards beyond the problem, has to come back and forward. And so for some of you right now, you have a problem, and it's going backwards. Here's why. Because God is stretching your faith. He's thinning your resources so that you can't solve that on your own. So that you lean into Him. So you pray more than you've ever prayed. You come to church more than you've ever come to church. You even get in a small group. Oh my gosh, I'm in a small group. I must be desperate. Wow. And you're doing stuff. Oh God, you're praying on the way. You're listening to Christian music in your car on the way to work. You're like, wow, this is so different. And you're being pulled back. And here's why. Because God, through His power and His strength, is going to just release you far beyond your circumstances. And you're going to get thrusted forward into favor, into God solving the problem. And you're going to look back and go, the way forward was only to go backwards. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying God's causing all your problems. If we're just honest, most of our problems happen because of us or other people. Or they happen because we live in a broken world. We are on earth. We are not in heaven yet. Heaven's perfect. This earth is so broken. God doesn't want us to really be comfortable here on earth, ultimately, because he says we're aliens here. In other words, we don't live here. Our home and citizenship is in heaven, so we're in a broken world. And so God will allow you to go back in order to go forward. So that's what happened to Gideon. So here's what happens. So now God says, okay, I want you to march down at night quietly to the Midianite camp. Remember, 135,000 soldiers. It's nighttime, and God says, here's your weapons. I want you to take a trumpet, which is usually a ram's horn, and I want you to take a torch, and you're going to cover it with a ceramic jar. It's going to be lit, and those are going to be your weapons. I'd be like, oh, can I get a sword? Anything. A rock? Like a trumpet? All right, God, wow. They sneak down to the enemy camp. And then God tells them that when Gideon blows his trumpet, then here's what I want you to do. You're gonna smash the jars. Your torches are now going to be lit. You're going to surround it. So 300 guys surround 135,000 guys in this Midianite area where they're dwelling in this valley. So picture this. Here's what happens. Is Gideon blows his horn. Like picture a Braveheart scene. These guys smash their jars. All of a sudden, you're the enemy, and you see you're surrounded by these torches, and these guys are blowing their trumpets. And then all of a sudden, they're saying, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon! And they're just, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon! And you're like, ah! And here's what God did. God puts the Midianites in confusion. He startles them. They start fleeing and panicking, and they start killing themselves in their panic. And they flee, and Gideon's army comes in and captures the Midianite leaders. And the way you win a war back then is you capture the leaders. And that's what happened. Who got the glory? Not Gideon, but God. And it brought them closer to God. Folks, the way forwards is often, say it with me, backwards. I read about a businessman, and he worked for this large home improvement company for 30 years. This is a true story. They had retail stores all over the country, and they did a corporate restructuring, and this executive leader lost his job. They downsized. And, you know, of course, he was disappointed. He felt like it wasn't fair. Like, I've been at this company for 30 years. But instead of sitting around, don't miss this, nursing and licking his wounds, he decided that the way backwards might be a way forwards in his life. And so instead of looking for a job, he called some of his friends up and said, let's start a company. And they started a home improvement hardware lumber company that you may have heard of. It's called the Home Depot. It is one of the largest home improvement companies in the world. And, you know, you look at that story and you think sometimes a setback is really a set up where God is setting us up for something that He has that's better for us. So, let me ask you this. What difficulty or difficulties have been stressing you out lately? have made you worried or anxious or fearful? What problems have been weighing you down lately? Here's what I encourage you to do. Is this week, if you start to stress, or next week, I want you to stop rehearsing and focusing on the problem, and I want you to shift your focus on who God says you are. Don't miss this. This is who God says you are. You are a mighty warrior. You are not a coward. You are courageous. And you start talking to yourself, I am who God says I am, and He is the Lord of peace, and He's promised me His peace through His Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. And so I'm not going to be fearful. I'm going to be faithful. And no matter what He asks me to do, I'm going to do it. And if it feels like I'm going backwards, that's the way forward so often. And so I'm going to trust Him in that He's going to provide. And I'm going to think back on the times in my life when He's provided for me before. And I'm going to get closer to Him than I've ever gotten. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get totally involved with His church, His family. I'm going to do everything I can to stay close to Him. Because when I'm close to Him, He'll fill me with more of His Spirit, more of His peace, more of His wisdom to handle this, more of His power. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He's my Savior. He's the Lord of peace. He's the one that's going to help me through this. I am not a coward. I am courageous. I'm a mighty warrior for Jesus Christ. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. And when we do that, we will stress less. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. If you would bow your heads with me, all of our locations. And if you wouldn't mind just closing your eyes. Let's just go before this Lord of peace right now. Father, thank you so much for your encouragement today. And Lord, if we're just honest, you know this. Many of us feel like Gideon. We struggle with insecurities. We struggle with feelings of inadequacy. We struggle with a chicken mentality at times. And so, Lord, we want to just thank you that you are reminding us today that there's royal blood in our veins. We are the king's son. We are the king's daughter. We are a chip off the old block. We are made in your image, and you are God Almighty. You are not a wuss. You are a warrior. And we want that warrior spirit to rise up in us. So God, break this spirit of fear over us in Jesus' name. God, I pray, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So raise up that truth in us. And God, throughout this week, if we start to stress, if we start to worry, if we start to lose our faith in you helping us through this, help us not take counsel from our feelings, but to take counsel from your word. May we rehearse your truths. May we counsel ourselves in the Lord. Encourage us, God. Give us your peace, which transcends all understanding. Your peace that doesn't make sense. You are Lord, the Lord of the peace. God, we're going to reflect upon how you've helped us in the past. And we're going to trust that you're going to give us the strength so that we don't grow weary, that we can push through this tiredness and this fatigue, because it's strength from God Almighty. So thank you for your encouragement, Lord. We receive it, seal it to our hearts, Lord. Everybody's heads bowed. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, I want to encourage you to do that right now. If you want to stress less, the Bible says you need God's Spirit inside of you, because God is peace. And so if you've never invited Jesus into your life, He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be your Heavenly Father, your friend. He wants to forgive you of all your sins. He's amazing. He's such a great friend and Father and Lord. And so if you've never invited Him into your heart, we're going to say a prayer out loud. And if you want to pray this prayer with us, it's actually a prayer to invite Jesus to come into your life. And if you pray this prayer, His Spirit will actually come into your life. And it's so cool. He'll forgive you of all your sins, so you can just get rid of that shame and guilt. And He'll give you a home in heaven, and He'll put you in this family. He'll draw you here week after week and say, I'm going to walk you through your life. He'll start to lead you out of that chicken coop mentality, so you can start soaring and becoming who God made you to be, far beyond what you've already experienced. New strength and new peace will come to you over time as you stay close to Him. So if that's you, you want to begin a relationship with Jesus, all of our locations here, want you to pray this prayer with me. Church family, let's pray this out loud together. So everybody repeat these words after me. Just say, Jesus Christ, I turn from my sins and I turn to you. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for my lack of faith. Fill me with your Spirit. Be my Lord and Savior, my life leader, my friend and heavenly Father. I give my fears and concerns to you. Help me to learn who I am in you. Help me to rehearse your truths in my mind. Help me get connected to this church family. Help me to discover your plans and purposes for my life. Be my Lord. Get close to me, God. I give my life completely to you, as imperfect as I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And may the words of that song settle your heart. Be still. God is with you. You're a mighty warrior. He's got great plans and purposes for you. You're going to get through what you're going through, not just surviving. You're going to thrive. Amen, New Hope. All right, God bless you. Thanks for being so awesome. We'll see you guys next time. Okay, bye-bye.